on Gabella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Marley.
Hello!
Hello!
Oh, my God, I miss you guys.
Oh, you know what? We were talking about it. Last year, you weren't even here. You came to town, but you came in on, like, a Wednesday. You did no press. But I don't think you've been here since the earliest could have been 2018.
Yeah, I rolled in and out like a passing ships in the night.
Yeah.
This is a weird year right now. I mean, Thanksgiving was, my mother called me, Bobby, we won't be at your house, me and your sister and the extended family, and nobody's coming to your house this year, Bobby. And I was like, the corona finally paying dividends. Oh, I love my family, but I will gladly take a year off because I am in the hosting age. Anybody 45 to 65 years old, you know what I'm talking about. You host the events. You know what I mean? Everybody comes to your house.
Right, right.
And my Uncle Jimmy shows up 3 hours early. Do you know those people? I say, come at 5 p.m., 2 o'clock. Hey, Bobby, I'm here. What can I do? Come back at 5, Jimmy. It's always a mess. Last year was a train wreck when we had it anyway, so I'll take a year off. My 94-year-old grandmother, she's at the age now where you put her someplace. You know what I mean?
Right.
When she shows up. Nana's here. Where do you want to put her? Just put her over there by the coats. Wheel her over there by the coats. She came to the barbecue this past summer. 94 years old, 25-gallon jug of hand sanitizer. Walked around squirting, little bit for you, little bit for you, little bit. It was KY jelly, but she didn't know. Knives and forks flying out of people's hands all day. My wife's like, Bob, why wouldn't she have not brought hand sanitizer? That is not the question, Matlock. The question is, why does Nana have a 25-gallon jug of KY jelly? My cousin Darlene came last year. She's not afraid to drink. She goes hard. Wears a cowboy hat most of the time. But we live in Maine, so she is a standout. It's not even a real cowboy hat. It's one of them Little Debbie snack cake hats. You know what I'm talking about? So she likes to sing karaoke, which is fine, but she's got a front lisp, you know, like the Sylvester the Cat. Serious? Are you guys serious? And I'm not making fun of her thing because of her list, because that's not nice. But you got to pick that karaoke set list very carefully if you got that going on.
Uh-huh.
You do not want to open up with Freddie Fender. Wasted days and wasted nights. And don't close with Elton John. Sad song, say so much. Whatever you do, stay away from Susu Studio. She called me last week. My cousin Darlene called me. She goes, Bob, seriously? I'm doing Christmas carols with my friends this year from house to house to house. What do you think of that? And I said, well, you better get a corona test first. You sing Silent Night, you take out a whole city block. Don't even think about Seven Swans of Swimming. Oh, my God, Super Spreader. My point is, as bad as this whole thing is, I will gladly take a year off this year. You know what I mean? And because people are keeping an eye on you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I went to the store for Thanksgiving. I bought a 26-pound turkey, and the guy behind the counter is like, hey, that's a pretty big turkey here. You having company over at your place? And I'm like, no, it's just immediate family. Are you sure about that? I think you're lying to me. Somebody, we got a big turkey fire. Hit the alarm. We got a big turkey fire over here now for everybody. Call the turkey cops. Guys, I just want to point out, and I want everybody to know this morning, that this is a very tough year. But there are some good things. If you could see the diamonds in the rough, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like right now, heck of a time to book a cruise. Have you thought about that? You book a 4-day cruise, you get to stay out for 6.5 months. Did you see those people? At every place they tried to dock, every governor from every state was down on the dock with his middle finger going, that way, keep it going. Lots of people lost their jobs during this thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But some people did a lot better than they've ever done before, like hand sanitizer guy. Oh, my God. And I want to give a PSA this morning, a public service announcement. You've got to be very careful. There's a lot of bootleg hand sanitizer out there now. People are making it in a garage somewhere in Poughkeepsie. You don't know where. where they come from. The world is not filled with Purell anymore. Do you remember Purell?
Yeah, sure.
Back in the day, 99.9% uncut Escobar-type hand sanitizer. You would put it on and you could feel it killing stuff. Oh, my God, my hands are falling off. I stopped at the mobile gas station the other day. They have a 44-gallon drum of hand sanitizer on the counter. A keg of hand sanitizer with a sign on it says, for public use. How about a sign that says, comes out a little fast? I hit the pump. It flew across the room, landed on the spray cooler. The guy's got a mask on. He's like, oh, that comes out a little fast. Oh, thanks for the early warning, Paul Revere. I have 4 gallons of hand sanitizer in my palms. Oh, my God. How about plexiglass guy? Have you thought about him? Oh, my God. Plexiglass is everywhere. How many accounts did he have before this? A couple hockey rinks and a salad bar? I went to McDonald's the other night, the drive-thru. The whole building is wrapped in plexiglass. They're doing business out of a window that's an inch and a half big. They threw me my meal with a stick like a fishing pole. There you go. Have you ever gone to the drive-thru now and they don't want to touch your hands, so they give you a whole meal in a Tupperware container?
Uh-huh.
You know what I do? I drive off with it because I don't care anymore. I have 42 Tupperware containers in my back seat right now. I'm having a Tupperware party to make money on Sunday. And you're getting conflicting messages, by the way, from the media, the news. You don't know. The Today Show, right before Thanksgiving, they literally said out loud, Alabama Guthrie there, or Kubota, one of those two, I don't know who it was. They said, just stay home, big letters across the screen, just stay home. And the next thing out of her mouth was, coming up next, Black Friday door-busting deal. I'm going to be first in line and beat the crowd. Come on, everybody. Oh, my God. It's insane. And it's very tough. You know, this Thanksgiving thing was horrible. And then my Aunt Barbara and my Uncle Jerry didn't make it over. My Aunt Barbara, she's on the tank now. She's got the CO2 tank.
Yeah,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Right, right.
With the hoses going into her nose. And,
right.
And I don't want to make light of it, but there's absolutely no mystery as to how she ended up on the tank. She ripped 4 or 5 packs of hard Camel cigarettes for 65 years. Her leading mantra, everything out of her mouth is, well, I don't know what's happening. I'm going to the doctor on Friday. They still don't know what's wrong with me. As she's smoking a cigarette. Well, I got an idea, Darth Vader. Back off the twig. Anyway, my Uncle Jerry calls me up. Well, we had a little situation over here, Bobby. Your Aunt Barbara was cooking next to the stove with the tank and kaboom. I said, oh, my God, is she okay? She's all right, but her hair don't look right. They're not going to be able to fix that at Supercuts. Let me tell you that. They don't make a hat for that, Bobby. Hey, good news, though. Good news, John. The vaccinations are on the way.
Okay.
They got the vaccinations going. I called my mother. I said, Mom, are you doing the vaccination? I'm not leaving this house, Bobby. Do you understand me? The corona's everywhere. They can come to me. I go, Mom, I don't think they're going to come to you. That's not how it works. They will come to me. They come to me now. Who comes to you? I got one of those wandering nurses. A wandering nurse? I believe it's a traveling nurse, but it's a wandering nurse. It's not, Ma. What's the difference, Bobby? The difference is, Ma, a traveling nurse has an itinerary, credentials, an education, a schedule, an agenda, and a GPS system in their car. A wandering nurse, as far as I can tell, is just a lunatic. Wandering around town. Does anybody want me to check their loose stool? Oh, my God, I miss you guys.
Oh, not as much as we miss you.
Oh,
that's the most I've said in 10 minutes.
It's insanity. It's insanity.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Bob Marley is our guest, and we'll be back with more right after this. Comedian Bob Marley is our guest. What'd you want to ask, Steve?
Bob, real quick before you go, I wanted to, the three of us, last time we were in here, the Patriots were kicking ass. How are the kids handling the down season?
So we lost power the other day. We had no power for 4 days, no cable, no nothing. I finally get the power back up. I call the cable company, and the lady goes, yeah, there's an outage in your area. I go, oh, my God, Barnaby Jones, nice call. She goes, can I do anything else for you? I go, no, that's it. That's all you do. There's nothing else you can do for me. Like, that is your job. I'm not calling here to get a pepperoni pizza and 2 salami sandwiches. I couldn't watch the Patriots. They beat the Chargers 45-0 in the biggest landslide of this year. There's still a mathematical formula where they make the playoffs, which is insane. 11 New England Patriots opt out this year because of the Rona. No Tom Brady. And Tom Brady, by the way, you can go. Just go. You go to Tampa Bay. He left us on St. Patrick's Day. Now, you guys are from Philly, so only people from the Northeast knows. You know what that means. You understand? Like, this isn't San Diego. That's not a passing holiday. Tom Brady could have left us on March 18th, and we would have all been hungover and not even have known. But he left us on St. Patrick's Day. Him and Gazelle worked that up. She worked it up. Whatever she do, she didn't want to live in New England. His wife, she's 6 foot tall Brazilian supermodel. Who's she hanging out with? Girls from Worcester? Like, hey, Gazelle, you want to get some White Claws? You know, Tom Brady, you just go. He took the other guy with him there, Gronk, and then he started talking about taking Julian Edelman. I'm like, oh my God, Tom Brady, who are you, Darth Vader? Who else do you want to rip the soul out of New England? You want to take Bill Russell and Bobby Orr and Sam Adams, Betsy Ross? You want to dig up Ted Williams' cold, dead body and drag it down there? Do you know, if you don't know what I'm talking about, Ted Williams, when he died, they put him in a hyperbolic chamber. Uh-huh. 87 years old. And Casey made a comeback. That's what people in Boston said. And Casey makes a comeback. You want to freeze him? Freeze him in 1960 when he was batting 425. We could have thawed him out this year. This year has been a colossal train wreck for New England sports. Tuukka Rask, the goalie from the Bruins, left the playoffs halfway through. He walked off like Forrest Gump. He's like, I think I'll go home now. He didn't even have it. He just walked off. I'm like, okay, that sounds about right this year. Who knows?
Well, Bob,
I don't know.
Welcome to Philadelphia.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, my God.
Right. You could be in the NFC East. Don't complain.
Oh, I can't wait to see you guys again at some point. We'll have to, we'll reconvene at some point.
I'll tell you what. If you have the time, all right, because it has been too damn long since I laughed like that. I mean, I miss you so much. I miss you as a person. I miss you as an act. If between now and whenever people can start doing shows again, why don't you come on once a month or something like that and just go?
Yeah.
I would love it.
That would be great. Let me know for sure. I'd love to do that.
Well, we're telling you right now, you're on.
I'll keep checking back in.
So. Yeah, we can check in once a month and you can see my sanity slowly slipping away. Oh, my God. All right, guys, be well.
Bob Marley, our guest. Bob's website, is it bmarley.com or is it bobmarley.com?
Yeah, it's bmarley.com, and you can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Bob Marley Comedy. And I'm up there Monday through Friday making them laugh.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.